Well. It is another week of the EDCC live show. What are we in for today, man? Well, we are in for a really early room right now. Super early. And figured I'd get it started, get the ball rolling. You know what I'm saying? The Kelly is coming home soon. She is on her way already. She says she's 15 minutes away. So things are about to get really fired up. You know, I just wanted to see how fast we could fill a room. If I started it before 9:30, it seems not very fast. Oh, shit. Seems logical is the first one. Congratulations, my friend. What's up? How do you pronounce Ariadne's EDC? There we go. We're just waiting for this room to fill up, you know, just chilling right now. It's filling up slowly. The EDCCers are coming out. Just like, yeah, the Kelly is almost, I don't know what the fuck that was, but the Kelly's going to be on soon. She got off pretty early today, so we're going to be chilling. I don't have a lot of vids today. I don't know. I was surfing TikTok and I didn't find a lot of shit today. I have a couple. I figure we'll browse Instagram or some shit. Let me pull up my IG right now, actually, so I can just share it later. I'll probably be a good idea. Good idea, dude. I have Nick Shabazz on the podcast tomorrow night. That's freaking cool, right, guys? That's pretty awesome. Got the Shabazz man, you know? If you guys want to submit questions to ask him, you know, you could submit that through the YouTube, the Patreon. Here's the thing about the Patreon people. The people that have posted questions on the Patreon, is that those questions are definitely going to be asked first. That's what's going to happen. What's up, Nap Sergeant? Brian Dorn, what's going on? But yeah, those questions are going to be asked first, of course, because you get reservations, baby. When you pay for the Patreon, you get reservations. You get to see my boobs. You get to see Kelly's feet on the Patreon. Does that really happen? I don't know. It might. You don't know what happens there. It might, yo. It might. But yeah, tomorrow night, Nick Shabazz is going to be on the pod. That'll be released this Friday. And submit your questions through Instagram. I put it up on my stories. You can ask questions there. You can also submit questions through the YouTube community post, which I posted this morning. And if you are on the Patreon, you can ask your questions on the post that I made there. And people on the Patreon, go and get your questions asked first, dude. That's just how we do it. Cheers to you, my friends. I've got that new whiskey, Suntory whiskey from Japan. I hear something. I think Kelly might be here.
Oi, are you here?
Seems not yet. Not yet. But yeah, man, it's been really, really good. I got banned on fucking TikTok today for another 2 days. I'm banned from posting until July 22nd. It kind of sucks because I've been on a roll in TikTok, but I don't know. It's like sometimes they allow me to flip the knife open. Sometimes they don't. And I guess I just got to try to figure out a different way to showcase my goods. You know what I mean? Speaking of goods, I got a couple of really cool knives in right now, which I will show you guys. What's up? Me with Knives Mark. What's going on, bud? Yeah, I do have a couple of knives from Bacon Swag FL. And they're pretty cool, man. I've shown some on the Instagram and on the TikTok and some on the YouTube shorts. But let's check out some right now. All right. Let's do that before the Kelly gets here because, you know, she's not a real knife girl. I'm just kidding. She's going to get pissed. I asked for these knives. He sent me a couple of snapshots. And I got this like old school ZT. You guys remember this one? I never got to check this out. Pretty cool. Has a little bit of a lock bar pressure problem. Like a little bit. Cool though. This is Sinkovich from what I remember. Yeah, Sinkovich. Look at that action, man. I like it. I haven't carried it yet because it is pretty large, which I thought might be a problem, but I might still carry it and just like keep it in my pocket and just flip it at the shop or something like that. Action's pretty good. This one's a S35. No, CPM 20CV on this one. Titanium back, carbon fiber front. Nice. Nice deep carry clip too. Never got a chance to play around with this one. Look at that. Look, see? Lock bar pressure. I couldn't open it just now. Probably my only complaint about it. I haven't played with these knives too much yet. And then there's another one in this. Let's see. There you go. Spidey Chef. You know what I mean? Look at this. What? Pretty cool, man. Pretty cool. I'll probably EDC this, even though this is supposed to be in the kitchen or some shit, right? You got a LC 200N on this one. Got the full tie, some scratches, some snail trails on it from use. Pretty cool that you guys just send me this stuff so I could check them out, because I am literally living my knife life through the loaners and donations, man. That is two of the knives I've got. I've definitely shown this guy before. This is the Olamic Whippersnapper. Pretty cool. It kind of reminds me of like a CRKT Pilar that's like been like mangled or something. not in a bad way, because I do like this knife actually. I don't like the price, I'm gonna tell you that right now, but it's pretty cool though. It's pretty dope. Here, let me show you the clip. And let me show you the show side right here. And I'm going to show you the clip side right now. It's got this like texturing on it, which is pretty dope. And really fun action, man. Very, very fun action on this one. You could even do the index finger front flip or the middle finger flick. It all works. It's just really nice. You know what I mean? I like knives with multiple actions on them. And what else I got here? Let's see. I carried this one today, and I fucking dropped it, yo. I felt so bad, but I'm going to send it over to Jared at Neve's Knives. And I was like, bro, please sharpen this. He's like, no prob. So I'm going to just send it to him. I dropped this. This is a Spyderco Magnitude, which is a very interesting knife. It's definitely like a ZT Spyderco baby. Seems logical pointed out that this is kind of like a Capara. I forgot what mixed with what, though. I forgot what he said. I think a Capara, and I forget the last thing, the second knife that he compared it with. But it's cool, man. It's thicker than a Snickers, dude. Look at this shit. What? But it is certainly a cool knife, and it was awesome to think that back in the day, you know, Spyderco would make crazy shit like this, which I kind of feel like they're playing it safe a lot now, in my opinion. But, you know, very, very interesting, man. Very interesting one. I dropped it because I was trying to middle finger flick it. And I think just that mechanism is not perfect. I don't know if it's the ergos or whatnot for my hands. I was going like this and it fell, yo. I was so pissed. What's up, Monster Racing? What's going on? Richie B, what's up? Yo, you and Lindy got to do my show. I'll hit you guys up on Instagram. You guys are going to be part of the roster for this season or whatever the fuck we're going to call it. But Grateful Panic, my dude, what's going on? Yeah, I'm getting guests again, baby. Things are going to be cool. Oh, my girl's here. Looking like a snack. Looking like a snack. Of course, look at that, dude. Huh? Here we go. You know what I'm saying? Okay. See? I got a cutie pie on my fucking podcast, yo. That's how people come to the lives, yo. Oh, here we go. Let's put that up like that. Okay, you hear yourself? You good? You want me to help you out?
No. Leave it alone. I gotta do it.
Okay. All right.
I wipe my own ass.
Okay. Take it easy. It's gross. What the fuck?
Dude, that's so funny.
I need you and the Kelly to guest on mine.
Yes.
Wait, you have a podcast? You have a show now, dude? Yeah, of course we'll do it, man.
Of course.
Bro, come on.
Done.
CPM, what's up, dude? I always wanted to know, does CPM mean like, is that like the crew, the fucking Crucible shit? Or
Crucible?
Are we talking about CPM like clicks per minute on YouTube?
Oh, shit, man. Yo, we have Kelly now. Hey, what's good, YouTube? We've got Kelly and Ray here in the morning giving you the crack egg. Hey! What are you doing? You're unpredictable. Unpredictable like the marriage. Hey! Oh, man. It's good to be here early, actually. I don't have a lot of clips today. I got banned from TikTok.
You got banned?
Like 3 days.
Stop it. From TikTok?
Yeah.
So you opened your mouth again.
No, I do. I've been doing these like ASMR type things. And, no, stop. And then, like, it was fine. And it was, like, generating a lot of views. And then all of a sudden, they were like, oh, you got a violation. So you had minus 3 days. Yeah. I think I'm underwater. Oh, yeah. Oh, did the audio get... Wait, hello? Did the audio get fucked up there? You know his audio? Hello. My friend.
Hello. Fix my audio. I don't know how to do that. Is it still fucked up? Let's see if I can do something here.
We're going to test this out. Audio is messed up, so everybody's saying the same thing.
I've never done this before. Okay, this is what we're going to do. This is what we're going to do, my friends. We're going to try this right now, and we hope that it doesn't get fucked up.
Oh,
okay?
They said fixed. Fixed. Yeah, we're back. We're good. We're
guys.
Good. Guys. Nobody panic. I want everybody to just relax.
Guys.
Okay. I have been a manager in retail for many years, and that's what I do is I fix problems by looking really pretty.
I was literally I was literally about to like reset the whole system here.
We're
I was like, what is going on,
we're just
bro?
Disappear.
Let's go through some of the other knives that I got that way.
Show them.
Did I do this already? Yeah, I did. So we've got and they're going to be unboxing ASMRs of this on YouTube and Instagram also because those have been killing it.
There you go.
I did one of these two already. This is the Benchmade Saibu, a knife I never thought I would get in hand and a knife I was never really interested in. I thought that the, I don't know, it's just not that attractive to me. But once I have it in my hand, pretty nice though. I kind of like it actually with the wood accents. I just like it. It's pretty smooth. Like you could just do a drop. You don't even have to put any force into that. Look at that. That's free falling, baby. I do like that one. And then Bacon Swag FL. I think his name is Chris. He also sent me this Mini Crooked River by Benchmade. And this one's pretty nice too. However.
However.
However, I do not like the action like going down on this. I just don't. It's like we look at this. I have to really, really like force that down. You know what I'm saying? You see that? Like it'll get stuck, yo. If I don't use enough force there. I don't like that.
Get stuck when it's going down.
I don't like that.
I don't
but
like
it
either.
Is a very beautiful knife though. I know I've gotten a lot of compliments on this on the TikTok and Instagram and YouTube. Let me try to get a focus right there. There you go. Very pretty knife. Very pretty knife. I'm definitely glad I get to check it out. Neves knives. What? Oh, shit. What's up, Neves? Oh, shit, dude. If you guys didn't check out, we did a live with Neves knives.
Yes.
And I have to say this. That is the like probably the most fun guest spot I've ever done on any show.
Oh.
I'm going to say that right now. Well, I've done a couple. I've done a couple. That is the most fun one I've ever had. I've ever done.
It was fun.
Yeah, it was fun. DeKelly was on it. We got drunk. It was crazy.
Drink margaritas.
DS is here. What's up, bud? I talked to you on YouTube, I think. What's up, man? Bees Blades. What's up, dude?
Awesome.
Bees Blades, I'm watching you, bro.
Uh-oh.
I'm watching you.
Uh-oh.
I'm watching.
Watching.
I'm just waiting a little bit longer. Like, I like to let the steak marinate overnight, and then I ask them to do my show.
Uh-oh.
You know what I'm saying? Right. But Bees Blades is putting in a lot of good work. I'm liking what I'm seeing.
All right.
Just going to let it marinate a little more and have him on here, because I think he'll be very good on here.
There you go.
Here we go.
Oh, my God.
The Cold Steel Colossus, dude. I am not going to carry this.
That is
I'm
wild.
Not going to carry this. It looks like a whale or like a very weirdly shaped dick. But it's fucking cool as shit, though. Like, I mean, is this really for EDC? what are we doing here, bro?
It's a very large box.
This looks like a bomb, right? In my dreams.
What are you saying about?
Honey. Yeah, you're definitely not colossal.
Oh my god.
Bro. Oh, shit. Yeah, that's all you said last night.
Yeah.
My girl sounds like in bed.
Yeah.
My cat is joining us, by
audio
the way.
Audio is bad.
What? What do you mean?
Oh, you know what? It's these buttons. Mm-hmm. I do think so. The audio will come back. I do think that it is. Yeah, we're not going to hit the
soundboard buttons right now. I think that is what's fucking it up. Just wait a little bit. It'll fix itself again. Just hold on a sec.
We'll be back.
It's because of this.
How dare you?
That's weird.
Never done that before.
It's never done that.
In the whole 2 weeks we've had it.
See? Fixed. It's fucking this thing. Do you guys want to test it? Should I press a button?
Now. Now.
Let's watch like a quick clip and then we'll browse some Instagram. I think bang on the Rodecaster. You see this? This type of shit makes me happy right here.
Yes.
When our own like viewers know what equipment we have, yo. You have no idea.
How happy that makes
That makes
you.
Me so happy.
I can see it.
Because people are paying attention, yo. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's like we don't have audio engineers in the crowd, but like they're like, oh yeah, it's the Rodecaster. And I'm just, that makes me fucking happy, man. I'm
glad that makes you happy.
There's attachment.
It's on.
You know what I'm saying? It's good now. The audio is good now, right? Is that what's going on?
Are we back?
From what I know, they said, boom, it's good. All right. So let's do this. Let's play a clip right now. This is, I think that Kelly and I are going to have our honeymoon here.
Oh my God.
I'm going to go out on a limb and I think this is where shit's going
to
go.
Let's see how thin this limb is.
You're about the most absurd work assignment I've ever had and indeed the best day of my life. Welcome to The Bell, a pop-up Taco Bell hotel and resort in Palm Springs. You are greeted in the lobby with Baja Blast-inspired cocktails. Now, for a quick room tour, they were fully decked out, spared no expense. We even got Taco Bell robes. Now, for morning room service, we've got a DIY breakfast taco bar. All the fixings, including their delicious potatoes, truly so magical. Not to mention poolside snacks. We've got passed around nacho fries, chalupas.
Oh my God.
Was a club sandwich with a toasted cheddar chalupa shell as the bread. And into the spa, we've got a manicurist specializing in Taco Bell inspired nail art. Obviously, this is the Baja Blast Freeze Lounge. And then into the gift shop where I bought this little number that I still cherish to this day, honestly. It's very chic. And for our evening entertainment, we've got Taco Bell synchronized swimmers. They were amazing. Just overall, 10 out of 10 experience. Follow along to come on more travel journeys.
That is amazing.
Okay, maybe not.
Maybe not the honeymoon, but definitely should happen. I will say that I don't want to gain 15 pounds on our honeymoon. Dude. And if we stay there, I will eat my body weight in chalupas.
Well, let me ask you this, right? Like, you know, not mentioning the place.
Right.
What would you like to do on our honeymoon?
I want to be in a pool.
Okay.
All the time.
Okay.
And I want the pool to have a bar that I can swim up to.
Okay.
And I wanted to have food.
Look at Richie. He's like bomb blast is bomb though.
Right. I'm like that. I literally want to have the best pool, you know, the possibility of nightlife. Mm-hmm. So if there's a club or something that we could go to, just the possibility, not something we even would.
Okay. Dude, and you're talking about Vegas here. You know,
by
that, right?
An ocean.
You're talking about, well,
ocean.
Vegas
ocean.
Not an ocean. Yeah.
Yep, there you go. Killed Vegas.
Miami
or someplace that I could get a stamp in my passport would be preferable.
Dude, let's go to Bali, bro.
You love
I'm
Bali.
Saying though I'm yeah. saying you know what did he say? He said do what is that, a vlog? Oh, a yacht, a cruise. Is that a cruise?
I don't know,
is that a boat? Well, here's the thing. My mom has timeshares with Wyndham, and she always books these crazy cruises where, like, they're all inclusive, like the alcohol, the food, you get the place and everything. And, you know, my mom goes to like Cancun, like St. Thomas, the Virgin Islands, you know, anywhere. I just got to let her know, like, hey, let's
North
do this.
Dakota.
Kelly.
No.
See, look, see, Neve's Nights, 4 countries in 8 days. That sounds pretty lit,
dope.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. My problem is that I watched Poseidon.
Oh.
And so I'm like,
wait,
I'm
like,
scared.
What do you mean,
the,
Poseidon?
The movie about the it's when Fergie gets flipped over by a wave.
What?
Fergie's like the lounge singer on the boat. It's got Josh something in it.
Josh Brolin? The guy that plays Thanos?
No.
Josh Hartnett?
Nope. Mm-mm. Josh was something.
Joshua
Lucas? Anyways, they get hit by a tidal wave. The whole ship flips upside down
a little bit,
and then only like 5 of them survive.
Poseidon Adventure.
Yeah.
I like the idea.
It's a good movie, though. I will say it's a very like kind of like Twister esque, you know, where it's like one of those doomsday type movies.
I'm trying to like move over that way a little bit.
God, I can't.
No, just a little. Because, like, I want to show the cat more. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? I want to be centered, you know? Look at this guy. Everybody loves this guy.
I love that he just lays there. Huh? Makes me happy.
Such a good boy. I like the idea of being in a pool and having a lot of alcohol at our disposal, but also having the choice of, like, doing nightlife if we wanted.
Yeah.
That would be kind of dope.
Because, I mean, I've thought about, like, the really remote islands, but my whole thing is...
There's nothing to do except beach and, like, swimming and stuff like that, yeah, and relaxing.
And I want us to have, like, opportunities to do things. I looked at, like, Hawaii, but I'd like to leave. Like, I've never left the U.S.
Okay.
So I would like, even if it's just, like, close by, but
you could
something
just,
tropical.
Probably that... we'll probably link up with my mom or something like that. That's probably what we're gonna do.
Nightlife's on a cruise. Look,
Neve's Nights is swingers, yo. I think on cruise ships, they be fucking swinging on that, yo.
That's so funny.
You know what I mean? Are we swingers? Are we
not
gonna
yet?
Are we gonna get swung?
But life
on the
is
honeymoon?
Young.
We're gonna get swung.
Life is young and we're up for adventure.
No, I am down to do a cruise type thing.
I thought you were going to say you are down to do swimming.
Swimming?
Swinging.
Swinging. I don't know.
I'm down to do swinging. Though.
Look,
I'm
40 years old. Who knows how I'll feel in like 5 years when I'm just looking at you and I'm like, God, the same thing.
Yeah, it's Josh Lucas. Yeah.
Every Sunday, it's the same thing. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
This guy. So funny story about Josh.
Oh, snap. ENG, what's up, dude? Welcome to the show, my friend.
So here's my fun story about Josh Lucas.
You fucked him.
No.
Okay.
So, but I was in Best Buy one day. It was like dead of winter.
Who the fuck is Josh Lucas? I'm going to look this up right now. Keep going.
Yeah. Yep. So I was in Best Buy in my big old winter coat, walked around the corner, and accidentally face planted right into his chest.
What?
Yep. And we both like ran into each other. And then I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry.
This fucking dude?
And he started laughing. Yeah. He started laughing. I was like, it's okay.
Oh, I know this guy.
And as soon as I saw him, then I was like, oh shit. And I just like fucking rammed my head into his sternum.
Huh. Okay.
I am a graceful motherfucker.
All right, man. I think
that's so all funny. Right,
dude. There's like a whole bunch of Joshua Lucas's here. Like, yep. I'm only interested in this one.
Yep. Yep. He was nice about it. He was nice about it. Walked right the fuck into him.
Damn.
Boom.
That was my mom's story about meeting Jeff Bezos for the first time. So when my mom met Jeff Bezos, he isn't like Amazon was pretty big at the time already, but not nearly as massive of a juggernaut as it is now. Like, if you think about Amazon, a lot of people have a lot of shit to talk about. You know, they shit talk Jeff Bezos and how his practices are, but you motherfuckers use it. Everybody uses that shit. It's too convenient. The service is too convenient to fucking not use it today. But anyway, back to my story.
Yep.
So my mom worked for like a company. It's kind of like merger acquisitions or something like that. And Jeff Bezos was there. And my mom was like the executive assistant of the president of this company. So what happened was she was like bringing like drinks to the meeting. And someone had like their phone cord in the office, like extended, right? And you know, this is back then, people still had like office lines, every yes. single station had an office line, and it was extended. So my mom tripped on it. The glasses broke, guys. Okay.
No.
Cut my mom on the fucking neck, bro. Oh, she could have no. died. She didn't. Final destination said, not today, mom. And, you know, Jeff Bezos was like, helped her up and stuff. You know what I mean? And my mom got Jeff Bezos' email. My mom got Jeff Bezos on the Rolodex, yo.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
No.
Pretty crazy.
Yeah, I didn't have any blood in my story. I will say this is he was wearing a fluffy like down jacket and so was I. So I kind of bounced off of it. That's the good about really fluffy winter jackets is. It's padding to save you from getting hurt.
This is the Alaska. Let me look at some comments.
Yes.
It's like a cane. Went on an Alaskan cruise up the Inside Passage when I was 20. 7 days on a boat with 1,000 plus people is not fun. Just saying. I'm not going on an Alaskan cruise with this gal. We're going on like a tropical cruise. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yes.
To like one of the Virgin Islands or something. The one time I chose to go on a cruise, it would be one of those horror stories where the ship breaks down. You mean like the movie Ghost Ship?
No, he means like the actual shit that happened a couple years ago where they were stuck at sea. Like,
how many of you guys have watched that opening scene of Ghost Ship?
I have twice. Thanks to you.
That what you've seen it, right? The
opening where it cuts everybody in half and just a little girl
is
there.
That is one of the most amazing openings of a horror movie. That actually turned out really shitty. Like, that movie is so bad, but that opening scene is legendary in the horror world.
Yes.
The one I was on had a full water park. That's insane.
That's crazy.
My mom also has like a thing in the Bahamas for that resort, Atlantis.
The Atlantis, but unfortunately, they still have really strict COVID restrictions right now. So.
That's the thing. It's probably a good idea we go to honeymoon next year.
That's what we're
going to
do.
But we're going to AC, right?
This year we're doing a mini honeymoon. So after our wedding, the following weekend, we're going to go to AC, like Friday, Saturday. Atlantic City.
For those non-East Coast folks.
Not that we're going to sit by an air conditioning unit.
We're going to have, babe. You have no idea. Like, have you ever been to Atlantic City before?
Once, but I went for business.
Okay,
so
you didn't, what, did you stay or you went home?
I stayed, but it wasn't on the boardwalk. Okay. I stayed at the one that wasn't on the boardwalk.
What,
like the hotel.
Do you know the hotel name?
No.
So if we go,
are going.
I mean, when we go under my mom's dime, it's going to be either the Tropicana, the Harrah's, or like any of the bigger chained hotels that
she
are there.
She already sent it to us. I don't remember what the name is.
Let's find out so people can stalk us and fucking kill us when we go there.
Yeah, she sent you an email.
Hold on, let's find out.
And by kill us, we mean just join us.
let's see. Yeah, my mom really hooked us up. Let's see, where are we gonna stay? Fuck, I don't see it, love. Oh, what was that? Oh, people are doing work upstairs. Oh, ocean. I've done ocean before. That no, I haven't. I haven't done ocean. I think that's newer.
I stayed. I want to call it like the Golden Egg or something. I don't know,
dude.
The place that I stayed, it was like the only hotel where there's like all the hotels on the boardwalk, mm-hmm. and then there's the one hotel that's like over the highway.
Yeah,
and we stayed in that hotel, we were only there like one night.
So the last time I was in Atlantic City, I got engaged.
Yeah, well, now you're going right after getting married, so fuck that bitch. Let me,
you know, this is one thing that I've been thinking about. Do you ever wonder, do you ever get like, I'm like, oh, you know, Ray never asked me to marry him.
No.
Like, that's why I love you.
I was talking with...
That's why I love you, dude.
I was talking with, I was talking with Henry. So there's a guy named Henry who owns the building that my shop is in, the CBD shop. Shout out to Ayla CBD. So his sister just got married. And I was talking to the two of them and they asked something. Oh, I was talking about that I'm just doing the wedding band and that we will get like a center stone ring later. And I was like, it's not that big of a deal. I'm like just happy with the wedding band. And they were like, oh, so Ray didn't give you, he didn't pick out a ring. And I said, no, I proposed to him. And literally her husband, Marky, literally was like, that's the dopest shit I've ever heard.
Yeah.
And I mean, Tiff was like, you say that so proudly. I was like, I am fucking proud about it. Yeah. I fucking planned
engagement. Do you see what
engagement.
She fucking got? I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I fed him and I grew him.
Dude, it was the sickest shit.
He came to me as a bean sprout. He literally came to me as a very attractive, handsome little bean sprout.
And hey, fuck I have you, man.
Fed and watered and nurtured him. And look what he's grown into.
No, you know what's funny is the day that you proposed to me.
Yes.
We went to watch the first anime movie you've ever watched in a theater.
Yes.
My Hero Academia, Two Heroes. Oh, no, Heroes Rising. That's what we watched. And you took me to like this cute coffee shop. And it was like really, really crazy. Yeah, yes. What's up, Zach? Yeah, I was really skinny,
you
guys.
The first thing that I remember, and I am not even lying about this. Ray knows. He met me for our first date, and he had a denim jacket on that was rolled up to, you know, like about here, very nicely dressed. He had just come from work, and I remember my first thought was he has got the skinniest arms.
I was like 125, and I literally gained 20 pounds of meat.
And he was not, not get me wrong, he was not unattractive, not in the least. But I remember my first thought was like, I'm going to feed him.
Dude, you know what was crazy though, is when I met you, like I was on the ketogenic diet.
Yes.
And I was walking, I was rucking to work. Get this, guys.
Yep.
I was rucking, that's right, rucking, the kind of like military exercise where you wear like a heavy backpack and you fucking, you know, travel long distances or whatever. So I was doing like 4 miles, you know, basically like 8 miles a day. Like I would walk to work and then walk home. So it was like a total of like almost 8 miles a day. And I was carrying like a 55 to 60 pound pack. Mm-hmm. And I was super skinny. That shit changed, man. Kelly fucking, you know, she was like, yeah, I need you to be a little.
So I think the real question is in the reversed order of what you just asked me.
Yeah.
Do you ever feel like I took something away from you by proposing to
No. Actually, the reason why I asked you that was I was going to tell the story about what happened the last time I was in Atlantic City.
Yes. Tell everybody.
I don't want you to get mad, though.
I'm not mad. I already know the story.
So the last time I was in Atlantic City, I was trying to save a relationship that was like all over 4 years. If you guys have been with the channel a while and you listen to my podcast, you watch Spazman, kind of like Tom Cruise-y looking gentleman in the Hawaiian shirt.
Yes.
Like on the podcast, he's my best friend. I asked him to watch my dog. Because I'm going to bring my, you know, the girl I was with at the time to Atlantic City. My mom planned this all out. This is how all in my mom is and shit. She was like, okay, I'm going to get you a room at Harrah's. And then you were going to go to, I forgot what it was called, like Blue something. It's a really expensive seafood restaurant. Everything's going to be compensated, right? So I go there and like I have this fucking ring and like we get drunk as shit. And I didn't propose to her in the restaurant. And the restaurant people were like, do you have any special requests? And like, I didn't know what the fuck to do. First of all, I don't even really think I was in love. I was just doing it to try to say, I didn't want to waste another 4 years. You know what I mean? And Frankie, stop. And then, you know, I don't want to say it's the most heartbreaking relationship for me, because I've definitely felt, pick him up and show him to the pod. You know, we have a bad boy here, guys. This fucking chubby guy, yo. Yeah, so like that relationship, I did ask her to marry me, like kind of after we got out the restaurant. And this bitch was so proud, yo. This girl was so proud. She was like, we were in the elevator and there was this like fat girl behind us.
Aww.
And then she was like this, we just got engaged. And it's like showing her this ring that was like $13,000.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I worked for a high end jewelry company, and my old boss took diamonds that he owned and he had a ring made like that I designed with him. Do you ever get upset that I didn't do that?
Well, so
listen, babe, if I was making the amount of money I made then, and I had the connections that I made then, you would get like crazy shit.
Yes. No. You know so what I mean? I just remember you telling me this when we first.
Oh, by the way, guys, before you go.
Yes.
I found this girl naked with another dude like maybe a month later.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why I didn't marry her. Yep. So, no, this was not Mrs. X. This was before.
No, Mrs. X is cool. You guys know Mrs. X. You've seen her on the channel a few times.
Yeah, no, she.
Do you guys want a podcast with Mrs. X?
That would be an interesting podcast.
Yeah, I think she moved, dude.
What?
I think Mrs. X moved. I don't know if she's.
I know she got a new bed. This is so weird.
I know, because my girl and I. It's funny
we
because
all follow
my girl
each other
and
on
I
social
like
media.
Like stalk my ex.
We don't, not intentionally. What's so funny is I don't know why, but Instagram always puts her stories like close to the front, and I have this bad habit of just starting at the beginning of the stories and just letting them.
And
play.
She's always at the front,
and she's always like four people or five people in, and so I end up seeing whatever she's doing. But no, I like her. She's good people.
She's very cool. She and I, you know, of course share a very like tight bond because we were together for 7 years. She lived with my mom. She lived in my mom's house with me. My mom had a decently sized house in New York, and, we had a fully furnished basement. We were just hanging out there. We didn't have to pay rent. It was a good way for me to like work on my music and not have to fucking shell out bills. And we stayed there for 7 years almost.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, and the breakup wasn't bad.
No.
Honestly.
No, like, it wasn't.
It was cool. And
and the
nice
only reason
Kelly,
that I know that she has a new bed is because she put it on her stories today.
Do you guys want to see Mrs. X right now?
Aw, are you going to blow up her like little
No,
spot?
I'm just going to show her like stories. Because I'm going to go on Instagram to show them some stuff anyway.
All right, that's fair.
So let's see. Let's see if I could. Is Mrs. X even here? Let's see.
Already watched your stories for the day.
I think so.
Uh-huh.
I think I just looked at it before. There's like my niece over there. I'm not going to click on that.
She's so cute.
All right. So let's go to Mrs. X here.
So funny.
All right. So this is Mrs. X right here, guys. If you are on my channel for a long time, this girl has appeared in my videos before. And that is Kelly's predecessor.
My predecessor.
Yeah. I mean, look.
Yes.
Like, I am way happier. Oh wait, did I share that with them?
I don't know.
I am way happier with the Kelly. Of course, we're getting married. This is the perfect like mate for me. It's like I could be myself. Get you a girl that watches anime. Get you a girl that accepts you for you. Like I like knives. I like video games. I like anime, and I like working out. That's a pretty weird fucking combination. Yep. And my girl is down with all that.
Yes.
The reason I have my Instagram open here is I want to show you guys, of course, like some cool Instagram shit. Let's do that after, though. I'm going to show you a couple more videos.
What were some of the other questions?
What do you mean the questions? Does she have the tattoos?
Does she have tattoos?
She has a lot of tattoos. Not this. So this girl, like, if you guys have seen my shoulder. I don't know if you can see it.
No. The Pam?
Yeah, it says Pamela on it. This is a different girl. Your boy thought he was in love a few times. He's only, you know, like this is the true love right now.
Yeah, I think what's really interesting is that I think that a lot of people try to hide their past.
I don't.
Ray and I are pretty open about our past. No. He had really long relationships.
A lot of long ones.
And
My girl was in the hoe phase for a long time.
It's so funny because it's like, I love saying that, but it's so derogatory. it's like so derogatory. Let's just say
Look at Monster Racing. Is she single? I don't know.
Yeah, we don't know.
She was with a dude that Kelly and I had dinner with.
Yeah, we all had dinner.
The Kelly and I, and then she and her new man had dinner. So that's why, you know, it was still a good relationship. But the thing is, like, you know, I don't know if you guys can handle. First of all, she's vegetarian. So, like, I would say
negative to Ray.
20 of you motherfuckers are going to be like, nah.
Right?
Like, all 21 people be like, nah, bruh. Yep. Nah.
Yep. She's also very active in...
She is, I don't want to say she's like super woke or something, but she's of that age and she's around people right. like that. So right. she may have a little bit of those tendencies, but she is cool, but not as cool as this one. That's why I traded. I upgraded for the better one.
Well, you know, she's still experimenting. I experimented.
Like lost it there.
Lost it there. Abort.
Abort. You guys are cracking me up, yo.
Oh, that's so funny. No, she's good people. She's good people. No, but I think that it's really important in a relationship to be able to talk about your past and be honest.
We're very open with each other. That's why there's not a lot of jealousy.
There's almost no jealousy. You know, there's nothing that... And no, I remember you telling me when we first started dating, you were like... I remember you saying, I designed this ring for her. And then she she crushed me. And after that, I was just like, I'm never going to do that again. Like all romance in me has died. And I remember saying to you, like, you better find that shit. Like, yo, you better find it, whatever it is.
You know what we do best, though, is we learn to adapt to each other.
Yes.
Because like I show affection in different ways than Kelly does.
Yes.
You know, me showing affection is like remembering and thinking about her a lot. And then all of a sudden I'll come home with something she likes or I'll see something. And like, you know, it wouldn't slip my mind that I should pick this up for my girl right now. You know, Kelly is very physically affectionate. Like she wants hugs. She wants to hold hands. She wants to like hug me in public. And I actually don't like that
at all.
But I allow it because it's what's going to make her happy. And that's what makes a relationship work, man. I don't think I've ever had an easy relationship. Look, my girl is doing this podcast right now. She's not really, I mean, she.
Yeah, I wasn't a podcaster.
But this is the best, you know, person I could do this with right now.
The first time that he took a video of me, I literally clammed up.
Yo, she was so shy. Clammed up.
And I remember being like... Like, I didn't know what to do. Like, what do you do with your face? How do I speak? Like, my voice went really high. It was almost like baby talk. Like,
But now it's like...
Now I'm like, what's up, bitches?
Yeah, it's like now I feel like this channel is taking a different kind of form because I almost feel like if we both had a lot of time, we would do a lot more with this channel because we have fun doing this. You know what I mean? Hold hands. Ew. Not smart. You guys cracking me up tonight with all this stuff. Calling her a snack. Yeah. I mean, she is. You know, here's the thing. Like, vegetarian. It's tough. She wasn't a vegetarian to start. She wasn't. She became that a little bit later.
This is accurate.
When you told her you had a YouTube channel about knives, she said, why? Yeah, you mean Kelly or... Yep.
No, that was me. I was like, why? But
she was like, why folding knives? That's literally what she said on the app known as Coffee Meets Bagel.
Hey, I would like to be honest. That is a very valid question to ask somebody that you don't know when they tell you that their hobby is folding knives. Why? Because I needed to know, well, I like to catch squirrels and skin them alive. That would have been it. It would have ended the conversation because I would be next.
Listen though. What if how long until she farted in front of you? Who, Kelly? We don't fart in front of each other.
Only in our sleep.
So here's the deal, okay? It's not... I've just never done that. I've never, farted in front of any of my girls. I try to keep it, like, as sexy as I can, even though, like, I don't really try that much.
Yep.
But that is one of the things I don't cross.
Yeah, we have a rule, though. We do have a rule. So there's... Yeah. There is one rule, and the rule is if you're asleep, it doesn't count. It doesn't happen.
I can't even tell.
It never happens. But both of us definitely fart in our
coffee
sleep.
Meets bagel rule.
Yeah, we met on a dating website called the Coffee Meets Bagel.
Yes, we met on a dating website called Coffee Meets Bagel. Kelly is probably like one of the three girls that I matched with that messaged me back. Yep. And we fucking chatted for a long time.
Yep.
And her picture was like her, I don't know, like her profile picture, it made her look kind of like she was Eastern European or something. And I was like, yes, this girl is going to be like, hello, I'm Kelly. You know what I mean? I'm going to be like, yes, I've always wanted that accent, you know, like some kind of like Eastern European accent.
Yep.
Nope.
Nothing.
And she was like, I'm from North Carolina. And I was like, yes, Southern Belle country. Like, hello, howdy, I'm Kelly or something. You know what I mean? Like Kelly Pickler from American Idol or something. You remember her?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. And I was like, yes, that's what I'm going to get. Dude, absolutely not. She's been in New York for like 8 years or some shit already.
Now 11 years.
She was jaded as fuck already.
But then let's be honest.
She was like, yo, Ray's on like, God, on the real, son. I was like, my dick went like this. No, I'm just kidding.
Ray said, I'm from the Philippines. And I was like,
you didn't know what the Philippines was?
No, I knew what the Philippines was. I was like, if he comes out sounding like Manny Pacquiao, I don't know how I'm going to take him seriously.
Then
he called me.
Yeah.
And he sounded like a radio DJ. He was like, yo, what's good, Kelly?
This is Ray
calling from the EDCC.
I did not fucking sound like that.
And I was like, oh, yeah.
I'm going to fucking tell you right now, you were like, You looked really interested though. Like when you started chatting and shit.
I will tell you guys a secret. The secret is Ray had like six pictures up. Six. And out of those six, only one of them had his actual haircut. The other five pictures had his old haircut that covered half of his face and looked like Flock of Seagulls. And I was like, if this guy has that haircut, it is not going to work out. And then when I met him, he had the one picture haircut. And I was like, oh, thank God.
Do you guys want to see what it used to look like?
Yes, they okay. All right. Want to see.
I will fucking show them that. What is this?
They okay, want to see it.
Fuck, I just want to stop this. No. Okay, I'll do dark mode. All right. Stop. Okay. All right. So I'm just going to get the pictures up right now.
You guys will see a lot of pictures of him with Mrs. X.
You're going to see like how crazy my
hair. So he doesn't use Facebook a whole lot.
I don't.
So he
this profile is
pictures,
not uploaded.
Yeah.
I don't upload on this that much.
Yep. All of it.
Wait. Look how crazy. Wait, hold on. Where is it? I'm sorry.
In case
babe.
Anybody is wondering, none of those are me. All Mariah. That's okay.
Here we go.
There you go. That was the hairstyle. And I was like, if that is what I walk into.
What the fuck is going on? Yo.
Oh my God.
Come on, yo. You're not interested in that?
No.
Bro.
Hold on, wait. Let me think about it. No.
You're not interested?
Jesus Christ. It gets worse. That's Dragon Ball Z.
That's Sasuke, bro.
My God.
You don't want to fuck Sasuke?
No.
The open shirt, yo?
No. Oh, my God. I couldn't even notice.
Bro, look, I got extensions in
it. It gets so worse.
You don't want to fuck that?
I don't want to touch that.
You don't think I'm cute and shit?
I think your face is lovely, but your hair. Oh,
look at
my
that
God.
Style
I want to brush the shit out of you.
Look at my boombox watch, bro.
Look at your rings.
I was DJing then.
Oh, my
look at
God.
That. I have a snake ring.
That is hilarious.
Come on, bro.
Oh,
you
man.
Don't want to fuck that?
No.
Look at that, son. That's at my mom's house. You see that? Oh, you don't want to fuck this guy?
Oh, my God.
Yo, this is in the Philippines right
this
now.
This is so
how old was I when I did
funny.
This? This is me DJing. All right, let's stop.
Oh,
let's stop
man.
This is
so good. So good.
Holy shit. That was
so
a...
great. Now you guys see
oh,
what I was like. If I meet him and he looks like that, my dog grooming days are going to come out and I'm going to literally pull shears out of my bag and a comb and just go to town.
EDCC is full exposure. Yo.
That is so funny.
I don't think other knife content creators share this much.
No, God, that's so good.
Oh, shit.
So good.
But, you know what? Hey, you look like you should have a Las Vegas show. I've been to Vegas a few times. Ian, I used to DJ, bro.
Sean Bryan's comment. Go up.
What's that? The 80s?
I told you, Flock of Seagulls, yo.
Bro, cocaine is one. Yeah, I mean, look, I'm not gonna lie. You guys know I was a DJ for 10 years, so I've definitely had my run-in with drugs and all that shit. So, you know,
Monster Racing just got
cocaine was my least favorite. I'm gonna say that right now. It's not a good drug, bro. You know, just smoke weed and do shrooms or something. If he looks like that, I'm rolling like thunder.
Go up the monster.
Do you wear spike bracelets? Dude,
not anymore.
I used to have a spiked. I still have it. Yeah. It's a spiked like Spider-Man Tokidoki style and it has like spikes on it. If that's the type of guys Mrs. X looks for, I'm out. No, she looks for Asians, man. She likes Asians.
She
bro.
Likes Asians.
She's an Asian. Just like
she's like me.
It's, yeah, Kelly likes Asians, man.
Oh, I went for a dip in that koi pond. I never left.
Dude, she had that one taste of the Orient, boy, and that was it. She was like, General Chow sauce.
I mean, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Didn't do that, but I mean, you know.
Yeah,
you know, it's like, all right, all right.
She's like, I like this egg bowl.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Guys, I could say that. You guys can't. Okay?
I can't say that. So
I will
notice,
say it for you.
I try
you.
Not
no
to even laugh so that nobody thinks that I'm racist. Internally, I laugh.
Yeah, but that's the thing. It's like Kelly knows everything about me.
Yeah, we shared all this. Shared all of this. Look, I'm going to be honest. When I
first
met
Kelly's ex from like high school. He came over, yo.
So I'm still friends
No, I'm just kidding.
Jesus. I'm still good friends with my ex from my high school sweetheart. He's married, has a kid. He's a Marine. He's stationed in Japan. Every time he comes through New York, he
what's up,
like,
bud? Tri-State EDC. Go sub to him. That's my boy right there.
Hello. All right. So yeah, no, I think it's just important to be honest. Like Ray will say, oh, you know, are you going to be content with me? I'm like, bro, I was single in New York for 10 years. You want to know about my escapades? I'll tell you all about it. All about it.
You know, Kelly talks a tough game, but I think like it took like, I think it was like 3 weeks, yo. And she was like, I think I love you, yo.
I was like, we like, we're not separate at all. At all. When we first started talking.
I have that effect on them.
I will say this.
Yeah.
I put out exactly what I was looking for. Mm-hmm. I said, I am interested in marriage.
You were a
I
very straightforward gal.
Straightforward.
And that's what I loved about you.
I was
every
like,
girl
you
was
need
like,
to know.
Very tricky on these dating apps. First
oh, yeah.
Of all.
There's a lot of cryptic shit. I'm very,
I'm
very
like,
blunt. And I will say this. Yeah. I did not bring that up to anybody because I didn't feel like that I had a future with any of the guys that I had gone on dates with. And with Ray, I was like, second date, we were hanging out. And I was like, you need to know something. In my future, this is what I see.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to give up those dreams. And I just need you to know that. It doesn't include you. This is what I want. And you could either, you know, move forward knowing that's what I want. Or if that's not what you want, then you need to say something. And he was like, anything's possible in the future.
Yeah, I was like, look, man, I don't know what's going to happen. See, and yet you stuck around. I don't know.
Yep. That's and here we are.
She did, dude. We're getting married September 5th, guys. If you keep
Ray
that
said,
date open,
goes,
we are going to stream the marriage.
Yesterday he says, so how are you feeling about it? And I was like, I can't lie. I'm fucking excited.
Who the fuck is Cole, bro? Said Cole will bed your girl and take over your live stream. Who is Cole?
Who's
like,
Cole?
Do you mean like the shop? Like the
Kobe?
The corporate? Who? No, he said Cole. I'm like,
who's
who
Cole?
The fuck is Cole?
Who's Cole?
Coley?
He's going to take her. Will bed your girl. Who is this?
He said,
I want to
yes,
see what
yes,
he looks
I
like.
Will. I don't know.
I want to see what. Who,
dude,
who
it's
this?
So funny. That everybody was like,
that's me. I'm Cole.
It's like, is she single? I'm going to tell her that, yo.
Yeah, Mariah's mad cute, man. She's mad cute and she's sweet. We both like Victoria's Secret.
That's how I knew that Kelly was a cool ass girl because she bought my ex something from Victoria's Secret because she thought that she would like it.
No, she said because she knew like I shop at Victoria's Secret. She was like, I can't.
No, you
find
sent her
this.
The picture and you were like, yeah. Listen, I'm at VS right now. I think Mariah will like this. Send this to her and ask me if she wants to buy one for her
yeah,
size.
Yeah, because she was looking for it.
And
she had
and
told
she was
me,
like,
yeah.
Yes, please. And you bought it. And yeah. Then it was like, that was the shit, you know? I was like, damn, this is a down-ass girl, you know? Like, she's just trying to be part of my life, no matter what.
Tri-State EDC.
Oh.
Get your life.
yeah, it's fuck, man, dude. This podcast has gone way off the rails, but it's
whose
it's
rails?
Awesome. It's awesome.
Our life.
Let's do one more. I don't know which one is part one, but we're just gonna click it right here. This is a baby shower.
Are you fucking kidding me? Yo, how did they even do that?
I don't know.
How crazy is
it? That's wild.
How crazy is it? How crazy?
No, that is what I would want to do.
How do you look? There's a part one to it when she walks in and gets surprised. Shit.
Oh my gosh, it's so funny.
Yeah, I mean. How crazy is this? Now, if I did this for you, would you like it? Would you be like, what the fuck?
First of all, we don't have any friends that would be on it. That would be all homeless people.
What if I got people on it? What if I got people on it?
You're going to get a bunch of people on a train? I'm down for that.
I don't know.
That's the most New York thing that we could possibly
it is,
do.
Oh, there's a boy, too. It's blue.
Aww,
that is the most
so
New
cute,
York
though.
Thing. Yeah, it was weird because I had mixed feelings about that because it's like, I'm happy for them.
Yeah.
But that shit is it's pretty ratchet, bro.
I'm going to say this.
But it is very New York, though.
In the middle of COVID, probably don't trust a whole lot of it.
Oh.
But.
You know what? I wonder if New York City, right? I wonder if New York City people, you know, once they get vaccinated and stuff, I wonder if we're like have like crazy tolerance to like COVID because we have all this grime and
no,
shit.
We don't have a crazy tolerance.
I don't know.
That's the same stuff know. That like every time that I
the
talk
fucking
to somebody,
crackhead seems to have not gotten COVID. Mm-hmm. The cats
there's
are
a
fighting.
Cat fight over here. But no, every time that I talk
stop
to somebody,
it.
Hey,
we're trying to do a podcast here.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
That seems dangerous.
Every time that I talk to somebody who's like, oh, you know, I worked all through the pandemic and I can't get COVID. And then they get COVID and they're like, dude, that sucked. I thought that I already had it or I'd been exposed to it or I carried the antibodies and then I got it. So, no.
I don't know.
No, I don't think so.
These guns are not affected
those
by
COVID.
Those
guns protect you.
Yeah. Now, anyway, I'm going to play one more vid here. And this is like kind of like a downer or a lesson to be learned.
Lesson learned. Tell us more.
Here, check this out right here.
So this is the man the internet is now dubbing the ramen racist. He hurled a ton of racial slurs and went off at an Asian restaurant owner who was just trying to close up. He and his friends were trying to eat food from a different establishment, first of all.
Great to leave. Take your fucking China food, shove it up your ass.
Okay, well done,
asshole,
sir.
Asshole, you fucking well done, Taiwanese girl. Chink, motherfucker.
Well done, sir.
The Lord works quick, but I think the internet works quicker. He was found within a day and all his social media pages have been deactivated. And I'm telling you guys, the internet pulled out the receipts, including divorce documents. Damn. So the judge found that he took $550,000 from his family, which is all they had, to buy expensive gifts for himself to support his mistress while leaving the mortgage of his family home unpaid. And one of his children's car had to get repossessed.
Damn.
A lot of people also applauding the restaurant employee for how she made this police call.
It's a bald man. They're all bald. And
That's
hilarious.
So funny.
So I've seen a couple of TikToks on this guy, and literally TikTok, I think, is what solved that.
Damn.
Because a lot of the big creators that do this type of stuff that have millions of followers were like, yo, we have to find this guy. And they fucking found him in a day.
That's wild.
Which is a lesson. Like, yeah. If you get filmed, bro,
yeah,
doing some stupid shit,
you
will
okay.
be found.
So I'm
going
to tell you the flip side. The flip okay. side to that and the yep. downside to that
yep.
is if somebody stupid who looks similar to you does something
mm-hmm.
and they find you instead, because
yes.
that happens a lot.
It happened actually with this case. I don't have that video. I deleted it for some reason because I was worried that it was going to be too much of a downer, this story. But now that we played it, I think it was actually a really good story. They found another bald guy.
Mm-hmm.
But what happened was that creator, who I think was one of the people that instigated this search,
right,
went on his TikTok and was like, this is not the guy. And we found the right one. And he did correct it. And, you know, he's like, so right. if you did send messages to this guy, like, tell them my bad and shit. So,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I mean,
there are a lot of cases where that doesn't happen and people
turn around. Sure. Yeah,
and somebody's life is like really fucked up because of it. So
there are TikTok pages dedicated to doing exactly this. They find people that do fucked up shit, whether it's like beat up old women or like say racial stuff. And then they just fucking find out everything about you and blast it all over the internet. And you have people literally DMing you every day, like, fuck you, you're a fucking bigot, you beat up an old lady, whatever it is.
Right, right.
And you just get fucking hounded like crazy. So, you know what I'm saying? I know everyone in here is a good person, but if you are lurking in the chat and like you are fucking hurling out,
he is a Taiwanese chink, eh?
What
that was the racial slur that he chose.
I was like,
that is a.
I don't know if you're allowed to say the C word though, babe.
Yeah, well, I mean, you got.
No, it's okay. I give you the pass just for that one thing.
I'm just repeating what he's saying. But I know what you're talking about. What a stupid.
Yeah, it was really bad.
He's also really bad at insulting people.
I was like, but first of all, Taiwan doesn't consider themselves part of China.
Yeah, they consider themselves, unless you are John Cena, in which case you will.
I know, right? He was like, I'm sorry. Yo, that was the weirdest shit I've ever watched, where John Cena was apologizing to China for calling Taiwan an actual country. And I was like, that blew my mind because China has so much hold on Hollywood. That really, really fucking blew my mind.
Yeah, that was a disgusting, like, what a that disgusting shit. Person.
Yeah.
Disgusting person.
Disgusting. Disgusting. Why don't we finish the night off with some Subway creatures and some favorites, you know what I mean?
Some favorites.
Some favorites in New York City favorites.
What's about to happen?
I don't know. These are videos that I've never watched, so we're about to check them out right now.
Start with the first one. We're back to the 90s.
Oh, we can't hear it, babe.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we can't hear it.
That's
fuck.
Pretty funny.
Oh, shit, dude. I wonder if we can hear it here. Okay. You want to hear it? Listen to it.
I'm listening. There's nothing. There's no sound
nothing.
To it.
It's just the Kool-Aid man saying what up. This one, let's see. Okay, I don't know what this is. Oh, it's this guy.
Oh, it's
I gotta
guy.
Mute this because I'm gonna get flagged. Waiting for her reaction. Okay, I don't know what he just did, but what did he do?
He's painting her and he wants to give her.
Yeah, so I
like this guy.
I do like this guy a lot, but I do have to say this. I wonder if this is flagged.
I don't know.
Flagged. I wonder if this is set up.
Yeah, that's what we can't figure out is like, how long is he on the train with them? Yeah.
Do you guys think that sketch, which this guy does repeatedly, is set up?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, I'm not sure, but it is a very good page. I do enjoy it quite a bit.
Yeah, he's got a good page. Right I like here. It.
Oh, Broadway Junction. That's one of my stops.
Look what I see.
Son. What? Oh, I saw this. I saw these people.
That is so
I saw.
Funny.
No, I saw these same, literal, these people, yo. Oh, my God. I saw this.
That's wild.
He was, one of the captions was like, man, gas is really expensive, yo.
Yeah, that's so stupid.
Oh, shit. They playing Uno, son. Look at that.
What?
Oh, shit. The giant Uno cards? I'm in, yo. The next stop is draw 8. Look at the card.
That's so funny.
Dude, NYC is lit, yo.
Yo, this does not happen on any of my trains.
No, but you know what? Seeing it, though, I'm just like, that could fucking happen.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Not even, what is this?
Looks like Union Square.
Mm-hmm. That's one of your stops. Oh, shit.
Aww.
What's he doing?
She put him in the bag so she can take him on the subway.
Oh, so in New York City, there is a rule that you cannot bring a dog inside unless you can carry him in a bag.
Unless he can fit in a bag. That's so this adorable. Is what people do.
Is that Beethoven, bro?
That is a St. Bernard.
That's
that
Beethoven.
Is a big baby.
And there is a kappa right here. That is a Japanese mythological creature. I mean, where are you going to see this type of shit, guys?
That's wild.
Where are you going to see this type of shit?
In your dreams.
In New York City is the only one. We'll do one more. Oh, I love these guys. These are...
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit, they beefing, yo. They beefing, yo.
That's so funny.
That's hilarious. I'm going to go to... This is one of my favorite pages right now, Drunk People Doing Things.
All right, all right.
Let's check this out right here. I don't know. Let's just go from the top.
There you go.
Tag someone you beat in this game. Fuck. Oh, you have to hook it, bro. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Yo, I want to play this. Oh, this is fucking ill. Look at that shit. Oh, my God. Get her.
And then you gotta take the shot. Take a shot.
Dude, that is... I would fucking play the
That's
shit out of
so
that game.
That's so funny. Oh, no.
Let me ask you this, Kelly. Have you ever done that before?
No, but I've been close. I have been close.
What is, like, the most embarrassing drunk thing you've ever done? Except for the last one that you told with the Uber story. Not that one. You've done it already.
With the Uber story?
You've told the Uber story where you were crying, you couldn't find the Uber. You told that.
Yeah, okay, okay. I mean, in college, there's so many. There's so many. Probably the worst I did 9 shots of something, a peppermint, like, liqueur. Mm-hmm. So I was doing these shots where you put chocolate syrup in your mouth and then you take a peppermint liqueur shot. And it tastes like a
What's
York.
What's up, Blade Banner? What's up?
Tastes like a York peppermint patty. So I did 9 of those. And then I walked to a party. And by the time that I got there, I was so drunk that I cried on their porch. I didn't even go inside. And my friend walked me home. Fuck? Like, I literally, like, got to the party and then was like, how did I get here? And it was within, it was like 4 blocks from my house, by the way.
Yeah.
And so my friend walked me home and I was like, I need you to wash my face. And so she, like, washed my face for me and then put me to bed. And at that point, I lived in this attic that had been converted into a room and it had this really steep flight of stairs. And yeah, we called it the Anne Frank attic. So I was like, you got to take me to the Anne Frank attic. And she did. She like literally tucked me into bed like an hour after I woke up and I had vomited all over myself. And that was the last time that I drank like that. It was bad.
And then I cried on the porch. That's what.
And then I cried on the porch.
Yeah. So one of the stories I haven't told is I went back to the Philippines because my brother was getting married. It wasn't when my brother was getting married. It was before. I forgot what it was. I think we went back because of my dad's birthday. I want to say that's what it is. Ray, I'm doing a giveaway, and anyone that donates to my GFM is eligible. Cool, dude. Yeah, check out Monster Racing's giveaway, man. Fucking do that shit. So I went back to the Philippines, right? I was still with the girl that cheated on me and I found naked with a dude, the one that I got engaged to.
Yes.
So I went back to the Philippines. I wasn't a big drinker yet at the time. I get back there. My cousins are there. You know, they're all grown. They're like in their 20s and shit. I must have been like 30. I must have been like, no, not even 30. I must have been like 28 or something, right?
Right.
I go back there and they're drinking like these beers called Red Horse. And I don't drink that much, but I was drinking with them. I haven't seen my cousins in a long time, right? I got so drunk, and I remember I had a sidekick.
What are you doing? I have to sneeze, and I'm making it go away.
No, just sneeze. Fuck it. Just sneeze over there. And then I had, you know, the T-Mobile sidekick. Remember those?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I don't remember this at all.
Okay.
But my cousins told me later. So I got really, really drunk, like blackout drunk.
Right.
I don't remember anything. I wake up the next day, right? And I'm in bed already and I'm chilling. I wake up and I'm about to message, you know, my girl or whatever, right?
Yep.
And I'm like, hey, what's up? She's not messaging me. She's really, really pissed. It was on AIM. It was on AOL Instant Messenger because, you know, sidekicks have AIM, right?
Right.
And there's no messages between me and her. So I'm like, what the fuck happened? Then my cousins told me, they were like, yo, your girl called and you were so fucked up and you were like slurring shit. And, you know, it seems like you guys broke up.
Oh, my God.
And I'm just like messaging her like, yo, I was just really drunk. I didn't even know what was going on. I was just home at my aunt's house and I was just drinking with my cousins. She was so pissed, yo.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, because she must have been like, are you okay? And I was like, ah, fucking don't worry about me. Are you want to break up? Fuck yeah. You know what I mean? My cousin was like, yo, you were so drunk. You were like just being mad crazy. And then fucking, yeah, like we broke up, you know, and, like on the phone. That's why I didn't see any messages.
Oh my God, it's so funny.
And I was like, what happened? You know, like it was like, yo, I was my crazy.
In case anybody didn't.
I've never gotten as drunk as that ever again.
That was the last time that I got really drunk. But in case anybody didn't pick up on it, I had a nickname. It was Weepy in college because if I got too drunk, I would start to cry. So my friends always knew that I had drank too much and they would take better care of me if I started crying. So that was like a common thing. So yeah, if I ever tell a story about it, that normally happened.
Man, we did it again, guys.
What do we got going on over here?
What do you mean? Yeah, check some messages here. I'm gonna get a lighter. Good
evening from Russ.
Oh, Russ Cagle, what's up, dude? Woke or naked and sticky?
Better woke or naked and sticky.
I gotta get a lighter from here, love.
You
I don't
do.
Know.
All
yeah,
right.
I do.
We'll move this.
Yeah, I can't. Is it on the table?
Maybe.
All right, I'll go get it. It's fine. You go answer the questions, dude.
All right. So the question is, did you pay $50 per month for AOL?
$50 per month for a fucking cell phone is like lit right now. I wish I had that bill. I pay $157, yeah.
So funny. Oh, the axe throwing. Okay, so no, we have never done axe throwing, but we did go to an like archery place that had it. But we didn't do axe throwing. I don't know how good I'd be at axe throwing because I have really loose shoulder joints. So I don't know if that overhand motion is going to be my forte or if I'm going to like dislocate my arm. Yeah. I don't know. Always worth trying.
You'll be fine. Yeah.
You'll be fine. Rub some dirt in it.
Rub some dirt in it.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Everybody, please make sure to hit your like button.
Press
that. Show us appreciation.
But look, I don't want to be like the other content creators. I want you to gently caress the subscribe button.
Gently caress it.
And
when you do,
delicately,
you have to, but you have to make the sound, right? The sound effect. So when you caress it, you have to go, every time. So you have
delicately
to hit it.
Delicately press the bell icon to get notified. We do
so
this
funny.
Live show every Monday for all the new people here at 9:30 p.m. Eastern. Sometimes I go a little earlier, but usually it's 9:30. I do not have a mod yet. I don't know if I need a mod right now because we're not big enough to do that. Maybe in like a couple of months. Because no one's really acting up right now. It was just that one day where that dude was just like dropping F-bombs and shit. The video of the girl axe throwing, bouncing back and almost hitting her in the head.
That would be me.
I want to get a clip like that. To go viral.
No.
With the Kelly in it.
No.
And it hits me and like hits my arm and
no.
shit.
No. He has one arm. We call him Gimp.
Yeah.
Gimpy from then on out.
Take the left one. It's smaller.
Oh, man. Oh, is Zach
what else we got?
On vacation?
Yeah, Zach, I hope you're enjoying your vacation, buddy. He took his time to come in through here.
Stroke
that like button delicately. I wonder if we'll get flagged for doing like a jerk off motion.
Probably.
I wasn't talking about cell phone. I was talking about the late 90s, early 2000s. Paying buku bucks for dial up took 8 years to get full release.
It's true.
He said, hey, Ray, you burn. If by burn you mean CBD, yes. I used to smoke weed like all day, every day, like blunts all day. And then in my mid-30s, I started getting really paranoid. So I had to give it up. And I didn't start smoking again until my family got into CBD and we opened a CBD shop. And what I learned is when I smoke CBD, I get all of the things that I enjoyed from weed, but none of the paranoia. So I get to be really calm. I get to like not second guess myself that much. And I feel really good about it. That's why I smoke CBD. Like I usually share a joint with Kelly every night. That way I get a nice, nice sound sleep. And I wake up early in the morning. I could work out. I could do a bunch of stuff in the morning. And that's usually how we do it.
It's good. It's how we roll.
Yeah, that is how we roll.
So we smoke stuff that smells like weed, but doesn't get you high.
It is cannabis. I wonder if I can show cannabis on fucking screen in YouTube right now.
Yeah, it is a cannabinoid. So
yeah, CBD is a cannabinoid, just like THC. It just doesn't get you high, but gives you all the medicinal stuff and is really, really good for like pain relief and shit like that. So it's awesome for us. Like we smoke it like literally once a night. Usually when we do this podcast, we will smoke a joint at the end of it. It like marks the end. You know what I mean? Because usually after I smoke this, I get like not as chatty because I'm super relaxed and I just want to melt into a bed or something. I never thought I'd say this about you, but you smoke too much weed. Who said that? Oh, OHKL showing up very late. What's up, bud? We're like pretty much, Russ is like, did you cut your hair? Yes. Yeah, I actually did cut my hair. I got this fucking... I look like a very clean-cut boy now. I feel like I shaved years off my life. I mean, off my age, not my life.
I think I got a haircut. I'm going to die soon.
Yeah, I look so fucking young, dude.
I'm not going to lie, you guys. So Ray got his haircut yesterday.
And she be touching my dick all the time, bro.
And that I did that I'm before like, he got it. His haircut. So stop. That didn't change.
Stop.
But Ray definitely got his haircut. And then he was like, you looking at me?
Yeah.
Yo, why are you looking at me like that?
You be looking at me, though.
Yep. This motherfucker got so cocky.
Oh, my God. This girl just doesn't want to admit her weaknesses, yo.
You've always been my weakness. Bushy hair, nice hair. Just not that flock of seagulls hair, though. That I'd be like, nah.
I'm going to get that shit again, yeah.
You're going to get the Nah Sun salute on that one.
The Nah Sun salute. I'm going to get that again, yeah.
Nah Sun salute. No.
What do you mean the Nawson salute?
That's what you're gonna get if you show up with that hair. Kelly, don't touch his
pee-pee. OHKL, we probably will close it up soon. It's been like almost an hour and 20. And but it was fun, man. We shared a lot of fucking info tonight.
Yeah. Now you guys know about.
We shared a lot of info. I went through like my Facebook and shit, and then I was.
You got to
see
all the pictures of him and Mariah. That's so funny. That's the one thing it has never changed.
What?
It doesn't bother me, but it's just always funny that how many pictures you have with Mariah on there.
I think that we are gonna put up our own pictures. That's what's gonna happen.
Well, I would hope so. Spending a lifetime together.
Yeah, can you imagine if we just changed our relationship status to like single and like all our family is like, what up?
Our family would be like, what?
What happened? Ray getting cut. To be honest, look at them guns. It's not bad, bro. It's getting a little bit.
There you go.
I'm working hard though. I definitely work out every day. I'm thinking 5-year transformation. People gonna be like, holy shit. When I finally go to Blade Show, they're gonna be like, yo, Kelly, Kelly's got a pretty hefty dude. The Kelly, don't touch his pee-pee. She always be, yo, she be like grabbing my ass on the subway. I'm like, stop.
Yo, bro. As soon as we walk into our apartment building, I grab his ass. I don't care. I like it.
You do it in public. What are you talking about?
That is accurate.
Wait, what do you mean Jigsaw Blade? I would unsubscribe. What you mean? What do you mean I would unsubscribe? What do you mean by that? He misses his bangs.
That's so funny.
Maybe you want any more? You good?
Yeah.
There's like one more in there.
Yeah.
Man, this is another good fucking pod, man. Thank you guys for joining tonight. We always have fun doing this. I actually was worried because I didn't have a lot of videos put up tonight, but
So I've been trying to do this on Mondays where I get off
come home early and let's fucking do this and grow this shit, baby.
Yeah, that's why I've been coming home early.
Look, Robbie's into it.
If you broke up. If then he doesn't
shit.
I would unsubscribe too. Fuck him. We're not together. But we're together, so
I think I'm too old to break up, man. Maybe I just get like a side piece, yeah.
Yeah, that's fair. I'm okay with that.
Just play, I'm playing. I can't even deal with one.
Look, all I'm saying is it's 50-50.
NAF Sergeant loves the cats, yeah.
Right.
I'm
Robbie's
putting up
back.
A vlog maybe tomorrow, and I'll have the cats again. By the way, guys, before we end the show, please submit your questions for Nick Shabazz tomorrow night.
Yes.
You can submit through Instagram. You can submit through the YouTube community post. And if you are on the Patreon, you can submit through the post I made on the Patreon. If you are part of the Patreon, you are going to get your questions asked no matter what, unless they are really stupid. But I definitely want to make that a fun experience for Nick. And this will be the third time he's been on. She's okay with a side piece.
All right, so I'm gonna.
She might have a side piece. I
will say it
know.
Like this: I feel like when we get older, anything's possible. What makes a good relationship is you know, you talk about your desires and yeah.
I mean, that's the type punches. That maybe that's the type of marriage I'm getting. I come home and my girl is like, "This is my friend," and it's like fucking. I'm like, oh my god!
It's definitely not in the cards right now.
Is it my birthday?
You never know. You never know.
But definitely submit your questions. And of course, if you want to support the channel, head on over to PayPal. everydaycitycare@gmail.com. You can send your tips there. We're not currently monetized because YouTube is fucking me right now. I'm working on it. I'm working on it. And then patreon.com/everydaycitycare. You get an extra podcast a week that is exclusive to Patreon. The Kelly and I do this 4 times a month on Patreon, and we get even more lit than this.
Yeah.
And you can check that out. We do put behind the scenes on there. If you are a Patreon member, you get stickers no matter what. Whenever I create a new sticker, you will get them for free.
When is Shabazz going to be on?
Shabazz is going to be on tomorrow night, and that episode will be uploaded on Friday this week.
Hey,
Slicey Dicey is next week. So ooh. I am stacking up these big name hosts and shit. Big name guests. But thank you so much, guys. That is the CBD talking. I'm getting a little bit.
It's bedtime.
Yes. But thank you once again for joining us.
I love doing this on Monday.
That's what I'm saying.
So how about this? We just make a date. We'll see you guys next Monday.
Next Monday, 9:30 p.m. Eastern. The Kelly's going to get off work early again and fucking come here. We're going to do this. We're going to get drunk. We're going to fucking do shit. But we're going to.
It'll be great.
Good night to everybody. This is your boy and your girl in the NYC. It's Ray and Kelly saying peace and good night. Bye. Oh.